possibility of getting a kind of payment holiday, a mortgage holiday. I think that's something that many people are worried about right now. How are they going to make ends meet and pay their bonds for the next few months if they don't have the money to do so? And that's for a number of reasons. I mean, with this lockdown, many people who are business owners, for example, may have to shut their doors for the next few weeks, 3 weeks to be precise. They may not have an income as a result of that. And what will that mean for those of them who have mortgage bonds? I think a lot of you are in that situation right now. And that's why we brought into the conversation Hayley Ivan Downs. She's the head of sales at Lightstone. And hopefully Hayley's going to help us just understand exactly what needs to happen in the next few weeks as we negotiate whether we can actually afford these bonds or not. In a short while, we'll actually come back to the issue of that Miriam brought up earlier, once we get an answer from a legal mind. But for now, let's look at this issue of mortgage loans and find out exactly how we ought to navigate it. Hayley Ivan Downs, head of sales at Lightstone, thank you so much for joining us right now. Give me a sense of this. I mean, there's so many people who are clearly not going to be in a position to pay their bonds, either in the next month or perhaps the next 2 or 3 months, depending on how this issue of coronavirus develops in our country. What are their options, Hayley?
Hi, Joanne. Thank you again once again for this opportunity. It's quite difficult to answer the question. Lightstone is obviously not a financial provider, but what we can say is this is very much dependent on the banks and the bank's decision. We have seen internationally where certain banks have decided to basically give leeway in terms of mortgage payments and repayments for a certain time period and how that essentially assists the consumer or the homeowner at the time. We're going to wait and see. I think this 21-day lockdown is a start. I'm not sure that it's the full kind of piece in terms of us being locked down. There's a lot of talk around the fact that it could be longer. Obviously, as much as we try and contain the virus, the length of this period of protection is going to be dependent on that. And I think the deeper we get into the crisis, I think service providers are going to have to reassess in terms of how they assist homeowners at this time.
So, Tracy, what actually should homeowners do in this context? Do they wait for their banks to contact them? Are they expected to be proactive and go ahead and contact their banks first?
I think it depends on the homeowner. I think the banks will notify homeowners should they be able to do this. You, as a homeowner, could always ask the bank. However, I think that the banks are going to be contacting homeowners should they see an opportunity to do this and that they are able to do it, and that they offer a discount or basically a payment gap where the homeowner doesn't cover the mortgage. So, yeah, it's a couple of questions that are being raised around this and across all service providers actually at this time, especially in the property market at the moment. We're foreseeing that the property market is going to go down a real tough road over the next month or two. These offices are closing. You cannot essentially go and view a property. So the big knock-on effect in terms of the property industry, we're going to see quite a dip. It will be a blip. It's a short-term, very short-term view, hopefully then to pick up again. But it is a tough period that we're going to go through.
And in terms of the registration of properties and the like, you mentioned the kind of delays that will occur there. I take it that, you know, with all the lawyers not working and so forth, all the non-essential services not working, that one simply can't expect the timeline that you would normally associate with the transfer of properties to be adhered to.
No, definitely not. So the deeds office will essentially be closed to any new registration coming through as of tomorrow. They have said that at certain registrations in terms of the points, in terms of where it is in the deeds office, they will try and get it through the process, but essentially deeds offices are going to be closed, which means a knock-on effect across the board. Some conveyances, I think, will be working, but very skeletal kind of staff, small number of conveyances working. So really this process has brought a big knock in terms of buying property over the next 3 weeks.
Right. And clearly, I mean, there's no way that properties can be shown in the next 3 weeks, right? Your normal sort of show days, yeah, and so on will all be cancelled for the time being.
Absolutely. There's no way to see a property at this point. Obviously, everybody is being advised and we're all wanting to stay at home at this stage. So no properties will be able to be viewed.
Tracy, Hayley, a bit of a curveball question here, and please tell me if it's not possible to answer this. I had a question on our WhatsApp line yesterday about someone who is scheduled to move house at the end of the month. And the question is, the lockdown will be in place by then. Someone is waiting to move into the property, which I am moving out of. So there are a whole lot of people who will be inconvenienced if this move doesn't take place. Can I go ahead and move?
Well, it's going to be really difficult because, as you know, over this lockdown, the essential services are really the only people that have movement and are allowed to move. So house movers or anybody helping you move a property or furniture is not an essential part of what we are deemed as essential service. So I think it's going to have a real ripple on those instances where people have dates that they need to be moving by and then are restricted by the lockdown and the pressures around that. So my sense on it is dates will probably have to be moved to allow for that process to happen. So yeah, it's going to be a struggle.
All right. One more question, Hayley, and this is in regard to private owners who are letting out their properties. I've seen the accounts on social media of some very lucky individuals who were told by their kind landlords and ladies that they'd get a payment holiday for the next few months or however long the coronavirus exercise was going to last. And give me a sense of this. I mean, is that a requirement? Are homeowners or landlords and ladies expected to do that? Or is there the expectation that if you are living in a property, regardless of whether you're earning or not, that you owe your rent at the end of the month?
There's no legal requirements around it. This is obviously an extraordinary kind of phase that South Africa is going through and the rest of the world. Legally, the rent he needs to pay for basically leasing the property. At the end of the day, the person who owns the property may be liable in terms of a bond on the other end. So I think it's very dependent in terms of the landlord that they are able to exercise the rights where they can and obviously assist their kind of renters that are in their properties. But really, it's not a legal requirement.
Thank you for speaking to us, Hayley Ivan-Downs. She's head of sales at Lightstone.